Harney County resident Tara McLean cheers for her 10-year-old son at a basketball game.
I just feel good, normal, and just good.
There's a big difference between how McLean feels today versus a few weeks ago.
I don't have constant fear.
As a Bureau of Land Management employee, McLean's life was turned upside down during the occupation. She had to work from home. Her husband is a sheriff's deputy, and they worried that they both could become targets for the armed militants. McLean likes to jog, but she hasn't been for months.
I actually haven't felt comfortable running outside.
On a few occasions, her husband noticed strange footprints and vehicle tracks in fresh snow outside their house. McLean told her kids, including her teenage daughter, she couldn't be home alone anymore.
That was hard. She was like, why do I have to go to the store with you?
And the occupation was on her entire family's mind all the time.
We had to make a rule in January that we couldn't talk about it at the table anymore.
But McLean says despite her fears of outsiders with guns in her community, she gradually grew to feel good about her role as a federal employee. A couple weeks ago, hundreds of locals showed up to rally in support of government workers like her.
I feel more supported now by my community.
But things are not exactly back to normal. At the BLM office where McLean works, there's now fencing around part of the building. On the front door of the county courthouse, a new sign asks visitors to leave any guns in their vehicles. Orange ribbons symbolizing community unity hang from fences and mailboxes all over town. And some in Burns don't want things to just go back to the status quo. Rodney Johnson's 10-year-old son, Benjamin, drives a hay tractor toward a herd of cows.
Is it a heifer?
Johnson jumps off the tractor and, in 30 seconds, wrangles a squirming black calf.
Well, you kind of have to catch them quick, because they can be kind of hard to catch.
He pierces the calf's ear with a numbered tag and then lets it go. For the Johnson family, tagging a newborn calf is life as usual on their small ranch.
Life hasn't been too much different other than the conflict in town with the community.
Johnson found himself on the opposite side of some friends in that conflict. He and his wife visited and spoke with the occupiers at the refuge.
Their tactics were illegal and wrong, but I fully support their message.
The Johnsons emphasize that they very much support local federal employees. But they're among some in Harney County who want to do something to curb what they see as government overreach, like federal policies that restrict grazing or presidential designations of national monuments. Debbie Johnson is helping organize local meetings to build on the momentum created by the occupiers.
My goal at this point is taking this ball that we've got and keeping it going and making it bigger.
Johnson says she's had tense interactions with friends on Facebook when she's tried to correct them.
With things that I know to be factual, not opinion, but factual, because I don't care what people's opinions are one way or the other. It doesn't matter to me.
Debbie Johnson says she still sees her friends as friends, even if they don't share opinions. But Burns remains a tense place.
You know, it may be a little bit calmer. People are relieved that there's fewer guns in town. But as far as the emotional injury that's occurred, it's still very obvious.
She hopes to be able to mend those friendships. But for now, her focus is on spending time with family and getting back to routines.
Starbucks.
You can't run when you're
picked up. We're not going to name him Starbucks. Not
Starbucks. Today, that means deciding on a name for the newborn calf.
How about sausage?
For OPB News, I'm Amanda Peacher in Harney County. Yeah.